Figures 38 through figures 43 are related to a flight plan shown in figure 38 for a flight from Big Spring, Texas to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The flight plan in figure 38 and the flight log in figure 39 show the aircraft is a Cessna 402 slant India with RNAV capability indicated in the equipment status. 156 knots true airspeed departing Big Springs, cruising at 1/1000 out to the VOR and then Victor 16 to Abilene. And then the aircraft picks up the Abilene transition to the Acton 2 arrival into Dallas-Fort Worth. Figure 39 is the flight log for that flight, and it shows the first and the last leg estimated time en route already completed, 6 minutes for the first leg, 8 minutes for the last leg, which leaves 5 legs to compute estimated time en route based on winds and ground speed. The courses are given for the 5 legs which require computation. Also, the magnetic variation of 11 degrees east is given. The winds aloft, given in the question. Figure 39 also has an excerpt from the Big Spring Airport Facility Directory. A typical time en route question would read, refer to the winds aloft excerpt below and use the wind entry closest to the flight planned altitude. Determine the time to be entered in Block 10 of the flight plan. Route of flight figures 38, 39, and 40. Flight log and magnetic variation figure 39. Acton 2 arrival figure 41. Winds aloft at 1/2000, closest to the flight planned altitude, 210 degrees at 42 knots, temperature plus 5 Celsius. In order to determine the estimated time en route for the flight plan indicated in this group of figures, that would be figures 38 to figures 43, we change the winds aloft to magnetic. Find the distance for each leg of the flight plan, compute the ground speed for each of the legs, and compute the time en route for each of the legs. Figure 39 Alpha is an excerpt from an airport facility directory, the upper part showing Helena Regional Airport and the lower part showing Hot Spring McMahon Wrinkle Field, airport identifier 21 X-ray Sierra. Figure 40 is an excerpt from an en route low altitude chart with Big Spring Vortac at the left side of the page showing Victor 16, and over to the right side of the page is the Abilene Vortac. Question. For planning purposes, what is the highest usable altitude for an IFR flight on Victor 16 from Big Springs Vortac to the Abilene Vortac? The en route low altitude chart is for use up to but not including 18,000 feet MSL. A flight along Victor 16 with a magnetic course of 075 degrees is an eastbound flight, requiring an odd altitude for the IFR flight. Therefore, the highest odd altitude for the IFR flight along Victor 16 would be 17,000 feet MSL. Figure 41 is an instrument procedure showing the Acton 2 arrival into Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. In the upper left corner of the star, frequencies are listed for contacting approach. When arriving from the west, the frequency 125.8 would be used for contacting regional approach control. Also on Figure 41, notice the point at which the arrival begins over the Acton Vortac. Also, from Acton Vortac, proceeding to Creek intersection along the 040 degree radial, on which heading should you plan to depart Creek intersection? Creek intersection is at the very end of the 040 radial depicted, and an arrow showing 350 degrees would be the heading you would expect after Creek intersection. Figure 41A is an arrival description in text format. part of the arrival description in Figure 41A that pertains to our flight would be Abilene Transition from over Abilene Vortac via Abilene Radial 087 and Acton Radial 255 to Acton Vortac, thence. And then we proceed down to the non-turbojets landing Dallas-Fort Worth International, Meacham, Carswell Air Force Base, Denton Alliance, and we're landing north. So the landing north section reads, from over Acton Vortac via Acton Radial 040 to Creek Intersection, expect vector at Briar Intersection. The intersections between the Acton Vortac and Creek along the 040 radial are Markham, Briar, Hewlin, and Flatow. Figure 42 shows an airport facility directory excerpt for Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. In the communications section of the excerpt, located between the frequencies for regional approach control and the frequencies for regional departure control, are the regional tower frequencies. When approaching from the west, the frequency you could expect to use would be the one with the W in parentheses next to it. The frequency with the W in parentheses for the tower is 124.15, and the ground control frequency you could expect would be 121.8. Figure 42A is an ILS runway 36 left approach chart. On the plan view, the localizer frequency 111.9 India Bravo X-ray November channel 56 is indicated. The localizer frequency and the channel indicate that DME is part of the localizer signal. The localizer frequency with an underline indicates that voice capability is not part of the signal. So, which navigation information and services would be available when using the localizer frequency? Localizer and glide slope, DME, and no voice capability. The lower right-hand part of the chart shows the airport diagram as part of the aerodrome data section of the chart. The first item of information at the top of the airport diagram is the airport elevation, 603 feet. To the left of runway 36 left are the letters TDZE, touchdown zone elevation, 588 feet. What is the difference in elevation in feet mean sea level between the airport elevation and the touchdown zone for runway 36 left? 15 feet. Also in figure 42A in the profile view, there's a glide slope angle indicating 3 degrees. It's just above the threshold crossing height of 55 feet. Question, what rate of descent should you plan to use initially to establish the glide path for the ILS 36 left approach? Use 120 knots ground speed. Well, you'd go to the table in Legend 21, enter the table at 3 degrees on the left. The corresponding column for 120 knots indicates the rate of descent for a 3-degree glide slope at 120 knots, which is 637 feet per minute. Figure 43 shows two nav indications, NAV1 and NAV2. NAV1 is tuned to frequency 111.9, localizer runway 36 left, showing 7.5 nautical miles on the approach course, with the CDI indicating that the aircraft is slightly right of course. NAV2 is tuned to the LOVE VOR, indicating the 230 radial. Figure 42A shows char intersection on the 233 radial at 7.2 nautical miles. So by looking at figure 43, you could see that the aircraft position is not quite to char intersection. It's 0.3 mile away, and that's confirmed by being on the 230 radial. Char intersection is at the 233 degree radial. Also in figure 43, the letters GS appear in the upper left corner and the upper right corner of the instrument. However, there is no glide slope index on the scale located to the right and the left side of the instrument. And since there's no altitude indication, the position on the glide slope cannot be determined. Other CDI indications in figures 37 and figures 48 also do not display a glide slope indication. The first figure displaying a glide slope is figure 61, which shows the aircraft slightly above the glide slope and slightly right of course. If you are asked the question, what is your position relative to char intersection, the aircraft is level at 3,000 feet MSL. You would know that you are right of the localizer course, approaching char intersection, and approaching the glide slope at 3,000 MSL. On the flight from Big Spring to Dallas-Fort Worth, all of the distances are indicated in figures 40 and figures 41. The magnetic courses are indicated for each of the legs on figure 39. Magnetic course from Big Springs to Loran is 075 degrees. From Loran to Abilene, 076 degrees. From Abilene to Cotton, it's 087 degrees. From Cotton to Acton, 075 degrees. And from Acton to Creek Intersection, 040 degrees. For each of the five legs, the corresponding distances are found on the figures. Figure 40, Big Spring Vortac to Loran Intersection on Victor 16. The distance that is not in the box is the mileage between mileage breakdowns. This distance is 22 miles plus 20 miles or 42 nautical miles. The distance from Loran Intersection to Abilene on Victor 16 is 26 plus 5 plus 9. Also, there's a symbol for DME mileage at Loran Intersection to the right of the intersection, indicating 40 DME, or 40 miles from the Abilene Vortac to Loran Intersection. The distance from Abilene Vortac to Cotton Intersection on the Acton 2 arrival is 63 miles, indicated by the 63 in parentheses, located just underneath the 087 radial depiction. The distance from Cotton to Acton along the 255 radial is 50 DME, depicted by the 50 DME symbol at Cotton Intersection. The distance from Acton to Creek Intersection along the 040 radial is 32 miles, depicted by the 32 DME symbol at Creek Intersection. If using an E6B or equivalent, the marking of the wind dot on the wind side of the flight computer needs only be done once to compute the ground speed for each of the five legs of the flight plan. With a given wind direction of 210 degrees true and a magnetic variation of 11 degrees east, the magnetic wind is resolved at 199 degrees at 42 knots. With 199 degrees set opposite the true index, the wind speed of 42 knots is marked up from the grommet. For each of the remaining five calculations, the magnetic course is set opposite the true index, and the sliding card is moved, so the true airspeed of 156 knots is positioned underneath the wind dot. The first magnetic course, 075 degrees, is set opposite the true index. The card is moved so the true airspeed of 156 knots is located underneath the wind dot. The ground speed, read at the grommet, is 176 knots. Time and route can be found for the first leg, Big Springs Vortac to Loran Intersection. Distance, 42 nautical miles, ground speed 176 knots. 42 divided by 176 multiplied times 60 equals 14.31, or 14.3 minutes for the first of five legs. For the second leg, the magnetic course of 076 degrees is now set opposite the true index, and the sliding card is moved so the wind dot is set opposite the 156 knot speed arc. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 087 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 156 knots. The ground speed under the grommet is 167 knots. Find the time en route now from Abilene to Cotton intersection. The distance is 63 nautical miles, divided by 167 times 60 equals 22.63, or 22.6 minutes. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 075 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 156 knots. Ground speed under the grommet for the fourth leg to be calculated is 176 knots. Find the time en route from Cotton intersection to Acton Vortac with a distance of 50 nautical miles divided by 176 times 60 equals 17.04, or 17.0 minutes. For the fifth and remaining leg to be calculated, rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 040 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 156 knots. Ground speed under the grommet is now 194 knots. Find the time en route from the Acton Vortac to Creek intersection with a distance of 32 nautical miles. 32 divided by 194 times 60 equals 9.86 minutes, or 9.9 minutes for leg number 5. With the first and last leg given, the times en route can be now calculated by adding together the calculated times plus the times given. First leg given 6 minutes plus 14.3 plus 13.7 plus 22.6 plus 17 plus 9.9 plus the last leg given at 8 minutes equals 91.5 minutes, or 1 hour, 31 minutes, 30 seconds total estimated time en route.